Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say, Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say,
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of Rahmah, the owner of Jannah, the final messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, the one who recites salat upon me 100 times, Allah Almighty will write between his eyes that this person is free from nifaq, hypocrisy, and the fire of hell, and he will be placed amongst the martyrs on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, afdalul amali an-niyatu sadika, that a truthful intention is the best of actions. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, whenever we listen to a bayan, whenever we do any good actions, try to make some good intentions to attain reward. And when we are listening to a bayan, a speech, try to listen, make an intention that I will listen to the entire speech for the sake of gaining knowledge. Also make this intention of sitting in a respectful manner, and also make this intention that I will avoid laziness during this speech. And I will listen to this speech, reform myself to make myself better and my life and my hereafter better for myself. And whatever I will hear, I will convey to others. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to make good intentions before our righteous actions. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he explained that whoever recites Surah Zilzal, this is equal to half of a Quran. And whoever recites Surah Al-Kafirun, this is equal to a quarter of the Quran. And whoever recites Surah Ikhlas, this is equal to a third of the Quran for them. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Surah Zilzal is a Makki surah, and which means that it was revealed before the hijrah, before the migration of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from Makkatul Makarma to Madinatul Manawara. And this is in the last part of the Quran, in the 30th para. It's a very short surah of the Holy Quran. It only has one ruku, 8 verses and 35 words. And in these 35 words contains many lessons and wisdom and advice for us. Our entire lives would change for the better if we were to implement these lessons in our lives. Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was once approached by a man who said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, kindly teach me a comprehensive surah of the Holy Quran. In response, the beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam recited Surah Zilzal, to which the man said, I take an oath by the one who has sent you as a truthful prophet, I will remain steadfast upon this and not do anything more. He said this much and he left. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam then declared, the man has succeeded, the man has succeeded. Subhanallah. a person came into the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam sent him to a companion to teach him the Quran. So the companion began to teach him Surah Zilzal. When the person had memorized 7 verses, he said, "This is enough for me." And the companion then came to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam and said, "The person has learned 7 verses and says this is enough for me." The beloved and the final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam then declared, "Let him be, for he has been given the understanding of the religion." Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, if we take these 35 words of Surah Zilzal and understand its meaning and implement them in our lives, we shall find our lives being successful, inshallah. The concept of this surah resolves around the responsibility of mankind. In other words, it explains how mankind is not free to do what he wants. Mankind is not free to do as they will in the world, and they must take responsibility for each and every moment of their life. It explains how or whether a person does good or bad deeds, all these deeds are preserved and they must be answered before Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment. And we as humans must be mindful of every moment of our lives. This is what Surah Zilzal contains. And now let's listen to a discussion regarding Surah Zilzal in more details. Allah Almighty declares in the Holy Quran, "When the earth is shaken violently with its destined terror," Zilzal refers to the forceful jerks which occur multiple times over. This is referring to the earthquakes. These take place constantly across the earth to different degrees, and the measurements are made of these in their severity. The earthquake which we take measurements of and we do research of today have many reasons for this. And one of the reasons mentioned, the reviver of Islam, Imam Ahle Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi, he writes that the order is given to the earthquake to occur, a mountain with its roots in the earth shake and cause it to happen. When the roots of the mountain shake, it causes destruction and brings about panic everywhere. Science can only measure the earthquake, but it cannot stop it. Earthquakes flatten huge buildings and leave strong people trembling in fear. Then just think of the earthquake that will happen and the roots of the mountains will not shake. This is talking about the earthquake on the Day of Judgment. But the mountains themselves will shatter into pieces and fly in the wind like pieces of wool. At that time, the stars shall fall like rain. The sun and the moon will lose its light, and the large stars collide with each other. Can anyone even begin to imagine how severe and intense this earthquake will be? No science can imagine. No science instruments can be used to measure it. My dear Islamic brothers, this will be how severe this earthquake will be. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam once gave an example of this when describing the wild earthquake that will occur on the Day of Judgment. A summary of the hadith follows that at that time, the example of the earth will be like a boat. That boat in a storm in the sea, waves from the storm colliding against the ship, causing the people on the board to fall on their faces. When the earthquake will take place on the Day of Judgment, the earth shall move with this intensity as the ship rocks from back to forward. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran in verse 1 and 2 of Surah Al-Hajj, "The torment of the hour is the most severe thing. The day You shall see it. Every nursing woman will become oblivious to her suckling child, and every pregnant woman will miscarry her child. The final messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, explains that when the earthquake will take place on the day of judgment, nursing women will forget the children drinking their milk, pregnant women will miscarry, and children will become old out of fear. And that time there will be a chaos like never before. People will be running from here to there, calling out to one another. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this is the unimaginable earthquake associated with the Day of Judgment. It will turn the entire universe upside down. It is regarding this, Allah Almighty says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. When the earth is shaken violently with its destined terror. In the second verse, Allah Almighty says in Surah Zilzal, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَسْقَالَهَا. And when the earth cast out all its burdens. One opinion regarding this verse is that when this earthquake occurs, the earth will be shaking severely. Panic will set amongst the people as they run from here and there. The earth shall expel all its treasures, and this includes gold, silver, and other types of precious things. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, said, the uppermost layer of the earth shall be filled with gold and other treasures. Yet nobody will even look at it. It is as though that gold is saying, oh people, it is me that you are running around for in the world, and you harmed other people. You harmed your religion because of me. It is though that gold and silver and treasures will be saying, for me, you took the life of one another, treated your brothers by hurting them, by hurting your parents, and by working hard. You have left your salah, you have abandoned your fasting, you have agreed to inquire me. Yet when all this is said as done, mankind will not even stop to look at it. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the earth shall reveal its inner parts like pillars of gold and silver. A murderer shall look at his and say, I have committed this murder due to this wealth. He who cuts off his family ties will look and say, I have broken off kingship. And due to this, a thief will look at it and say, I have stolen and was punished because of this. They shall all leave the wealth alone and not even look at it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty further declares, and mankind says, what has happened to it? This means when the calamity of the earthquake incident on the Day of Judgment will arrive, people will say, what has happened to the earth? Why is it shaking so much? Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi explains, some scholars say regarding this that non-Muslims who do not believe in the Day of Judgment, at that time when the dead are brought back to life, these non-Muslims, they will say, what has happened to the earth? In other words, they will be saying, we thought that the Day of Judgment will never come. In Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes how and when dead are brought to life again, and the non-Muslims will say, مَنْ بَأَسَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Who has awoken us from the sleep? In reply, the Muslims who believe in the Day of Judgment will say, this is what the Infinity Gracious had promised us, and the messengers has spoken the truth. The fourth verse of this surah is, يَوْمَ إِذِن تُحَدِّسُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On the day, the earth will narrate all its news. When everything comes to pass, the day of judgment begins and the people will be gathering on the plains of resurrection. The earth itself shall speak. It will say, who did what action upon me? the earth is lifeless and has no tongue, nor can it speak. But Allah Almighty explains this in the fifth verse. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Remember, your Lord has sent a command to it. To help us understand this easier, let us take the following example into consideration. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was granted the ability and status by Allah Almighty. With gesture, he could split the moon and make the rocks recite kalima. By his blessing, life entered into lifeless. Trees, stones presented their salam to him. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was granted all this by Allah Almighty, what can be said regarding the limitlessness power of Allah Almighty himself? Although the earth does not speak or does not have eyes, does not have ears, Allah Almighty will order the earth to speak. Allah Almighty will give power and strength to the earth, and the earth will see and it will testify regarding our actions on the Day of Judgment. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, يَوْمَ إِذِن تُحَدِّثُ أَحْبَارَهَا, and asked, do you know what the news is? The companions alayhim ridwan replied, Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam knows best. He then declared, certainly its news is that it shall testify regarding the deeds performed upon me by every male and female. It will say, they did so and so action on such and such day. This is the news. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, he had a very beautiful habit. Whenever he distributed the wealth from the state treasury, he would first offer salam and then address the wall by saying, O wall of the state treasury, be witness, I place wealth in you where rightfully method and I distributed it rightfully. My dear Islam brothers, as the earth will testify as to what we did, we should remember this and we should be mindful of the actions which we do upon it. We should make it a witness for good deeds by performing salah, by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon it. We should also make the trees, the stones, even every particle of sand our witnesses. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, remain mindful of the earth, for indeed it is your point of origin. On the Day of Judgment, the earth will certainly bear witness regarding whoever performed even an atom's worth of good or bad upon it. The great Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, once he visited a place with his students and he passed by a mountain and he started to speak to the mountain, and the people asked that, what are you doing? He explained them that I'm making this mountain a witness of my iman. In the same way, our Sheikh Tariqat Amil-e Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, is mentioned, the successor of Amil-e Sunnat, Obaid Raza At-Tari Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, he mentions that in 1480 Hijra, they passed by a tree with Amil-e Sunnat, and Amil-e Sunnat stood there and he started to recite the kalma out loud. When he was asked why he did this, he said that I am reciting so that a tree can be a witness of my faith on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us this type of mindset, the mindset of the pious people, and also give us this mindset of doing good upon this earth. I mean, Allah Almighty declares in Surah Az-Zilzal in the sixth verse, on the day people will return towards their Lord in different path in order to be showing their deeds. One meaning of this verse is that it is related that people will leave out of their graves on the Day of Judgment. They will head towards the plains of resurrection in different state, in different conditions. Some people's faces will be shining bright and others will be pitch dark. Some will be riding on the way there and others will be walking with chains, and some will be in peace and others will be struck with fear. They will all head towards the plains of resurrection to show their deeds. And in the end of this surah, Allah Almighty says, whosoever does good deeds equal to a weight of an atom, he shall see it. And whoever does evil deeds equal to a weight of an atom, he shall see it. These verses, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi channel, they explain the responsibility we have. If we spend even a single moment of doing good deeds, even if we spend a single moment of committing any sins, these shall be presented on the day of judgment. In short, life is short, my dear Islam brothers. We must always keep this reality in mind. We should always keep this thought in mind that whatever we do on the earth, we will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment and we will have to give an account. That day, my dear Islam brothers, will be no ordinary day. That day, people will be drowning in their own sweat according to the actions. The sun will be 1.25 miles from their heads. And that day, the ground will be made out of copper. My dear Islam brothers, could you imagine the hardship of this day? That day when everyone, a father will forget his son, a son will forget his father. Like this, that day everyone will be worried about their own actions. This day, my dear Islam brothers, the day of judgment, it will come and there is a reality of this day. We will have to give an account for each and every action. My dear Islamic brothers, we will not able to give account on the day of judgment. So why not start getting ourselves ready? Why not start preparing ourselves for the day of judgment? Why not start doing good actions? Why not start adopting good company and involving ourselves in good deeds? Why not start repenting now, my dear Islam brothers, before it's too late? We've got a mindset. We've got a very strange mindset. We're thinking that we will see tomorrow. We will see tomorrow. But my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mandi channel, we don't know what will happen tomorrow. We don't know if we will live to see tomorrow. Many people in front of us pass away. If you go to the graveyard and see on the gravestone, you will see that someone has passed away in childhood. A little child has passed away. A one-day-old child has passed away. Someone who is 19, 20 has passed away. Someone who is 25 has passed away. In front of our eyes, people are passing away like this, my dear Islam brothers. And that should be a lesson for us. That should be a reminder for us that don't wait till tomorrow. We don't know if you're going to see tomorrow. Many people in front of us have passed away in these ways. You find people, they have this mindset, let me get married, then I will start doing good actions. You have people who have this mindset, let me get a degree, then I will start doing good actions. You have people who have this mindset, let me have my own place, let me settle down, then I will start doing good actions. But my dear Islamic brothers, a lot of the times you'll find that death comes to people before they settle down, before they gain their degrees, before they move into their homes. Yes, my dear Islam brothers, examples are in front of us. Is mentioned regarding one Islamic brother. He built a house, he decorated it, he done it up. And as he was about to move in, a few days before he moved into that house, he passed away. And this is the reality of life. Today, we have all these big plans. We have made these big plans thinking, let me do this, let me do this. But my dear Islam brothers, if death comes to us before these plans are over, then we will be doomed, my dear Islam brothers. Now we have this time. We have this time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have this time to admit our crimes and turn towards goodness. Because on the day of judgment, my dear Islam brothers, we won't able to bear. Is mentioned that they say now, Mansur Maghribi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, says, a righteous person passed away. I saw him in a dream and asked, Ma fa'alallahu bika, how did Allah Azza wa Jal deal with you? He replied, I was made to stand in front of Allah Almighty. Every sin I admitted to, Allah Almighty forgave me. One sin was too shameful for me to admit to. However, upon it, I felt intense embarrassment to the extent that I became drenched with my sweat and the flesh on my face fell off. My dear Islam brothers, this is the state of the harshness of the day of judgment. This is the state of the accountability of the day of judgment. My dear Islam brothers, just think for a moment, how will we be able to give account on the day of judgment? How will we be able to mention our crimes, our sins in front of the Allah Almighty and the whole of humanity? How will we be able to mention of these actions, my dear Islam brothers? If the reality is we cannot mention them, then why not start repenting? Why not start changing our actions? Why not start working towards goodness? My dear Islam brothers, we have this time with us. Let's try to change ourselves. Let's try to change our habits. Alhamdulillah, this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami is here. It's here to change us. It's here to give us a mindset to change, to reflect over our actions. The ijtimaas, the weekly gatherings of Dawat Islami are here so that we are reminded of the reality of life. We are reminded that we are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Attend these ijtimaas, but don't just make just these gatherings a means of a rectification for ourselves. Alhamdulillah, my dear Islam brothers, we have the Madani Kafilas of Dawat Islami. This is when brothers travel in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you leave your homes for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain religious knowledge, to able to rectify yourself, alhamdulillah. These Madani Kafilas are our way of reforming ourselves, of changing ourselves. When we are in our society today, it's hard to turn away from our habits. Alhamdulillah, in these Madani Kafilas, when we go away for 3 days, 12 days, or a whole month, alhamdulillah, we have brothers in this ijtima who are traveling for 12 months in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, they have left their homes so that they can rectify themselves and they can help to rectify the people of the entire world. Also travel in the way of Allah and these Madani kafilas. And this is a way, my dear Islam brothers, to reform ourselves. We can't just give our bad habits up just like this. We need to be involved in these activities. The 12 dini works of Dawat Islami, the 12 religious works of Dawat Islami is a way. Every day, involving yourself in these good actions. These are ways that we can help to change our lives, my dear Islam brothers. So keep yourselves attached to this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He forgives us without accountability. He does not take our account on the day of judgment. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sins. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib.
Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say, Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say.